inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Good afternoon, welcome, my friends. Yes, it's another fun day in the world of finance. Yeah, sure. Today, Wednesday, November the 7th, Robbie Noel with you on the flip side for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our faltering almost choked over that. Well, apparently we're starting to have some bad connections on the internet, I guess. Not sure. Trying to communicate with the... producer, you could always talk to me in my ear. If he thinks we have a very bad connection, we'd have to reinstill, reboot everything. Okay.
Keep the children quietly for Sunday.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, the, the wonders of modern technology. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Maybe it's a good thing, because the news I have to tell you about the markets is not good. It's depressing all over again. Dow plunged by 360 points today to close at 13,300. NASDAQ hammered down 76 points at 2,748. S&P 500, beaten like a baby seal, down 44 points at 1,475. Number of things are obviously contributing to, the lack of confidence in Wall Street. I wonder why. No shock or surprise. In the metals complex, I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning. Gold was up $20. But obviously, it didn't close up $20. We'll have all the metals prices for you. And, as usual on Wednesday, we'll be speaking with Charles Carlson. After all, Pat Robinson today just endorsed Rudy Giuliani. Who better than to explore that strange little twist?
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. people everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, I did start the fire, but I'm sure doing everything I can to fan the flames of the fire. Before we bring Charles on, let me finish up with the financial report of the day. As I mentioned, up at 2-3 o'clock a.m. this morning, I'm on Mountain Time, so correct the time for wherever you are. Gold was up $20. It was about to break through $850 an ounce. Silver was getting ready to blow through $16 an ounce, all based on a statement coming from an official Chinese delegate who said, hey, we think we're going to get rid of all these dollars we got. There was panic in the streets. Well, they managed to talk their way out of that one over the course of the trading day. Gold ended up closing up $10 in New York at $832.20. Silver up 5 cents at $15.34. Platinum off $17 at $14.60. Palladium off $3 at $3.76. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $4.90 at $826.60. Take advantage of the dips. Likewise for silver, off 29 cents in the aftermarket at 1505. Crude oil, well, that too almost blew through $100 this morning, got as high as 98, closed at 95.17, off $1.20. And the U.S. dollar, what can I say? U.S. dollar is, if it was a patient, the doctor would declare that the dollar is flatlining, means that they can't find a pulse. Which was unfortunate because the Japanese, the Chinese came out, as we said, and basically kicked the dollar when it was down. It was a bad day for the dollar. Dollar index closing down 62 points at 75.41. Well, you know, my friends, the world moves on money. Today, a number of interesting developments in the world of, the world of politics. Pat Robinson. Yes, founder of the 700 Club, your evangelical. the man who supports, well, he supports a lot of things. He supports life, but he wants to kill all the Muslims. So it should be a natural progression that he endorses Rudy Giuliani today. And yes, the government is now investigating evangelical churches. You know, those ones where the leader of the church drives a Rolls Royce, lives in a big mansion, flies around on private jets, always claiming poverty, and convincing very gullible people that if you send them money, that will actually buy you a ticket to God. Well, to help us make sense of all of this, good friend Charles Carlson joins us from Straight Gate Ministries. How are you doing, sir?
Fine. I don't know if I can make sense out of all that, though.
Make sense of Pat Robertson for me.
Well, of course, Pat Robertson sold his network 10 years ago. He sold it kind of prematurely for some $450 million, as I recall. This is his private broadcast, his private, to Rupert Murdoch, the buyer, financed by Citi Corporation. And Pat Robertson has been a very good businessman in his life, building things on tax-exempt dollars that are not that he didn't pay for, having it wrapped up in all these different foundations so that when it was sold, it was the money went into all kinds of different tax-exempt foundations that the Robertson family controlled. And then he retained his I'm going by memory, but he retained his 700 Club as his fundraising organization.
Yes.
He goes on there and continues to raise money with the 700 Club. So he sold his network, so Robertson is a very good businessman. It's all business with Pat Robertson, I think, and he doesn't admit it. He admits it quite more readily than some.
Well, he sold his soul today.
And he sold his soul today because Rudy Giuliani, and this, of course, is not getting into the debate on how people feel about unborn children, but basis of fundamental Christianity, especially evangelical Christianity, has been a very aggressive outward effort in the area of pro-life. I say an outward effort because the truth is that the evangelical churches have done almost nothing to really prevent the continuation of the killing of unborn children in their neighborhood Planned Parenthood centers, except talk about it. And we've long criticized the evangelicals for being big talk and do nothing. So Robertson's just carried that one further. He now no longer talks either. He's just sort of compromised. And they've agreed to not consider this issue a big problem. And, of course, Robertson wouldn't want to support, he wouldn't want to see Hillary Clinton in, so he's opting for Giuliani. That's about all I can see. And then on the issue of homosexual rights, another thing that is a key issue in evangelical dispensational churches, to talk about this. They talk about it a lot. And they point to biblical passages that condemn homosexuality in any form and stoning, and they refer to that and so on. And I'm not in passing judgment in any way on this or entering into a debate on it. It's just that Robertson is one of those who's pronounced himself to be a leader in that area. And, of course, Rudy Giuliani is very liberal about that and has said so and wouldn't want to wouldn't enter into that debate at all. So how is it Pat Robertson can endorse Rudy Giuliani? It's coming down to, I think, Robbie, where evangelical churches no longer have to believe or stand for anything. They've gone so far with the idea of supporting the state of Israel and bending what is Scripture in whatever way they want to bend it in order to come up with the conclusion they need to carry out these notions that they no longer even consider themselves having to stick to a moral line. I think they're losing it. I think it's I think the Judeo-Christianity is a 100-year-old farce that's about to implode, and it's going to happen like this with the loss of respect for the very things they've proclaimed, and eventually then this starting to show up. It's like the markets you talk about. They can't go on forever inflating the dollar and devaluing our currency without eventually it coming home to roost. It eventually has to come home to roost, and thus it is with the Pat Robertsons of the world.
Well,
they'll
just
probably
as,
pass
just,
on just, his reward before that time comes, but it's coming.
Well, sure. I'm sure I'm going to meet him at the pearly gates, screaming from outside. Well, you never know. Hey, Pat, you want to come in?
And then Charles Grassley, you mentioned in his raising this question of the tax exempt status of a bunch of these most rabid of the evangelical.
Sure, the Benny Hinnes, the Benny Hinnes, whatever he calls himself.
Yeah, Benny Hinn, yes.
Yeah. You know what I noticed immediately, though? And that none of the politically connected evangelical churches were required. It looked to me like it was predominantly your mega Sunday tele evangelists that were targeted. Hagee was not targeted. Pat Robinson wasn't targeted. And a number of the, shall we call them, the Amway Christian, defend Israel ideology folks were not targeted. It was just the other guys that don't push, the support of Israel because of obviously it's going to enhance the second coming. More it was the guys that, that just simply preached, you don't come to God but through me and a lot of money, and so you've got a split there. Correct me if I'm wrong there on some of my initial observations.
I think it's a very astute observation. The names mentioned were Randy and Paula White. I
right.
didn't know them. Benedictus no. Hinn, of course, that's Benny Hinn.
Yeah, we know Benny.
He's an obvious case. He knocks people over on stage all the time and is reputed to charge people for services. Joyce Meyer, she talks openly about the gospel of prosperity, that you can't outgive the Lord, therefore give to me. I'll take care and make sure the Lord gets it, and you'll get back in spades. Bishop Eddie Long, I don't know him. I've heard about him. Serfello Dollar, what a name. Serfello D-O-L-L-A-R. He's one of them, and Gloria Copeland and Kenneth, who's a guy
yes.
who rolls around on the floor.
Well,
yeah, you're right. None of them are big political Christians.
Yep. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break. Right back.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Charles lives in Scottsdale, about 5 miles away from us, and the first time I met him was in San Antonio, Texas, out of John Dagey's church. But even though I don't live, or I've never been to your house, let me assume something here. Do you live in a big mansion and you've been driving around in a Rolls Royce and you haven't been telling me about this, Charles?
Oh. I don't. I wish I could claim I did, but I don't.
Well, then maybe what you should really do is start up a ministry and just lie to the people, and they will send you all kinds of money.
Tax exempt, too.
Mm-hmm. Tax exempt, too.
Yes. Yeah, we're not even tax exempt.
What a scam this is.
Chuck Grassley, the senior senator from Iowa, here's what he said. I'm following up on complaints from the public and the news coverage regarding certain practices at six ministries. Grassley said the allegations involve governing boards that aren't independent and allow generous salaries and housing allowances and amenities such as private jets and Rolls Royces. I don't want to conclude that there's a problem, but I have an obligation with donors and taxpayers to find out more. People who donate should have their money spent as intended in inheritance with the tax code. And there was another mention in here of $23,000 toilet seats in mansions, toilet commodes in mansions made of marble. It was somewhere else in this release.
The reason Wall Street's plunging, because Wall Street was built on a lie, a total scam and a lie, and right now we're witnessing it slowly unraveling. Evangelical movement was also built on a lie, and it is also unraveling. And it's the same thing with the Republican Party. Their whole platform is unraveling. They're trying to reinvent themselves. I believe they've hired Newt Gingrich to do that. It should be a wonderful thing to see. But anything ultimately built on a lie will will collapse, will fail. Do you believe, like I do, that it's eventual, that the Hagees of the world and the Pat Robinsons and the Oral Roberts of the world will ultimately fail and be cast out for the charlatans that they are? Or am I being too optimistic?
Yes, well, Jesus talked about that. He said, many will come in my name and prophesy and cast out demons and say they did wonderful works in my name, and I'll say, I never knew you. It's one of the statements he made in a situation kind of like this. But even if it wasn't that our sort of a feeling that God makes justice somehow and that he's going to bring about earthly justice on these people, the plain economics of lying catches up with people. Maybe that's part of God's plan. And enough lies told over enough long enough period of time does catch up, and I think you're right, and that's what is unraveling here. And in the case of these missions, it's the abuse of scriptures that is so incredible. How they use the actual scripture that they have in their hands and swear to make these preposterous claims that, for instance, if people give money to their tax exempt mission, this is the same as giving it to God. And that then somehow God will reward the people for their widow's mite, and this is just one of the hundreds of stretches that they do.
Oh sure, look, Pat Robinson. I don't know if he still has it on the 700 Club. He used to run this commercial.
Yeah, he has that. That's a fundraising organization.
Yeah, and you see this husband and wife who's sitting at their kitchen table, heads buried. They got papers, obviously bills in front of them. And they tell the story of how they were both well-to-do. They both had jobs that were paying them both six-figure salaries. But then they fell on hard times. They both lost their jobs. They became completely destitute. They had $500 to their name in their bank account. And they said that they were watching a 700 Club presentation by Pat Robinson. And he encouraged them that if you give to God, God will take care of you. And so they made the decision to take half of their $500, $250, and send it to Pat Robinson. And lo and behold, the very next day, in their mailbox, was a check that not only covered all their back rent, but put them on the road to prosperity, because he had forgotten about a job that he'd left 10 years before, and they decided to send him his severance package. And I'm watching this, and I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. This is the message. Send me, even if you destitute, send me half of what you got, and God will immediately reward you the next day with a check in the mail.
That's pretty sad.
It is pretty sad.
And John Hagee has done some things that are even worse, which I'll...
Well, I'm sure we'll find out on the other side.
All right.
You're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F.
888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life.
Well,
what's the point?
Well, perfectly good segue. Meaning of life, is God real? You know, Charles, and I'm saying this in all honesty, if I hadn't gone through trials and tribulations in my life and had a personal understanding and belief in God, if I was just on the fringes, having looked at Hagee and Oral Roberts and Pat Robinson and Jerry Falwell and the whole thing that's going on in this evangelical movement right now, I would become an avowed atheist.
Well, a lot of people have become avowed atheists for that exact reason, and atheism is growing in our country, and a lot of it, people have told me that the reason that they're not a Christian is because of Christians. quote Christians, and it's very common to hear that. So that's another reason that we feel that this movement is gonna collapse of its own weight. It's gonna unspin just the way it started, and it's its own worst enemy, of course. And as you said, it's false, and people forget that the dispensational movement is only 100 years old. It's not traditional Christianity of any kind. It's a kind of a Christian quackery that started about 150 years ago from scratch, and then got really going after 1948 when the State of Israel came along. So there's every reason to expect it to come apart, just like any bad notion, any bad stock market or any bad currency or any other indiscretion that we press to the ultimate. It's gonna eventually implode. By the way, in our little venture that we did in San Antonio, we've now heard back from most all but one of the two. One of the people that were there have checked in and kind of let us know how it was. And we always have a little debriefing afterwards. We go to lunch and have a little lunch together. And the lunch that we had in San Antonio lasted almost 3 hours. It was a kind of a long lunch. But we've had wonderful reports back from everybody that participated. Some have written back afterwards and written us letters and told us how spiritually rewarding it was to go there and actually hold church outside of a phony church. And we call it the gates of hell. We're going to Hagee's church because they really act like they're protecting hell inside when they deal with you. And we've also heard from three different people since then, since we talked about this a little bit in our newsletter. Three people have written in and told us that they are personally holding private vigils themselves, little pickets of their own. There are people we didn't even know who were doing it. One of them in Oregon, one of them in Los Angeles, another one in Minnesota, and a single person going out all by themselves. The one guy in Oregon said that he's going to start a full-time effort, and he's going to go across the country on a horse, and his family is going to follow him in a bus, and they're going to stop and picket city after city as they go on his way to Washington, D.C. for some event. So these are things that have kind of been reported into us that we didn't really know were going on, other people have sort of picked up on what we do and decided that they want to try to do it in their own little way. And that's in addition to our own groups that we have scattered around the country who sometimes go out and do organized efforts.
Well, I mean...
So this is picking up, too, and I think it's another sign of coming. And when you have people that are actually saying, this is so bad that we need to go challenge these people in their churches for the benefit of trying to reach the people who are in there and show them that they're on the wrong track.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's so frustrating. Once again, I come back on blaming the media for a lot of the ills that we have today, but it's because they've taken on the yoke of the guardians of the Fourth Estate, and they want us to believe that they are the filter between, you know, obviously lying and obfuscating politicians and clergymen.
Right.
And the public. But the unfortunate thing is every time I see these people interviewed on mainstream media, the lack of knowledge of the host or the interviewer is very apparent, because they never challenge, or the media never challenges falsehoods. And so when falsehoods are repeated over and over again without a challenge, they immediately assumed, you know what happens when you assume stuff, but it's immediately assumed that it's to be the truth. Mm-hmm. For instance, when Bush incessantly, during his press conferences, talks about the need for military action against Iran because Ahmadinejad has said he wants to wipe Israel off the map. Now, for those of us that have studied this particular statement of Ahmadinejad, he has never, ever stated he wants to wipe Israel off the map. Rather, he talks about banishing the Zionists from the state of Israel back to where they came from.
Well, and even if he did say that, so what?
Well, but you see, the point that I'm making is... They refuse. I mean, even C-SPAN, you can see when they have these morning programs, and it gets this morning, obviously it got into this very same subject about Pat Robinson endorsing Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
But as soon as you get a caller that gets on the line and mentions the word Zionism or Zionist, you can see the blood drain out of the host's face as his hand quickly darts over to his phone bank in order to cut the caller off, because they immediately assume that because you are talking about this ideology called Zionism, that you're anti-Semitic, or you're going to say something that is going to be perceived as anti-Semitic.
And they also know their sponsors of the program, that the owners of the station are not going to like it, and they know better than to talk about the Zionism in any negative way on the major networks.
Well, that's a fact.
Something just happened that we're writing about right now. The John Zogby, the Zogby polls,
right.
did a new poll on Iran, and they asked a question, and it was a poor question. They asked people under certain circumstances, would you support bombing the administration's aim to bomb Iran? And it was the circumstances under which Iran was obtaining nuclear weapons. And they found that 26% said yes and 26% more said maybe. So Zogby appeared on MSNBC, and he discussed this. And before the program was over, MSNBC was flashing this headline on the screen: majority of Americans support bombing Iran. And the statement then was made, 52% of Americans support bombing of Iran. Well, the poll was nothing like that. And unfortunately, Mr. Zogby didn't correct MSNBC. He let MSNBC do it. And now we're hearing big Republican radio coming out and saying, we heard it blowing back to us. 52% say bombing Iran is okay. Poll doesn't say that. So this is how the major media distorts something like this, that they wring out of someone else and then repeat it over and over again, such as the one you gave, Ahmadinejad bombing, saying that Israel should be wiped off the map, which, as you said, he didn't say that. It was translation. So the pillar that we have here that's holding all this together, and this is coming out too in this Zogby poll that they did, is that there's a very powerful Christian right influence in this 52%, and it wasn't 52, it was only 26% who really wants to bomb Iran. And then another 26% said maybe. And this is only under the conditions that they're getting atomic weapons, which they don't have. And out of that, they create the idea that they're that the American public are for it.
Oh, sure. Happens all the time.
And the Christian, let me finish this just one thought. And we think that 26%, that hardline 26%, is almost entirely coming right out of the Christian right. Because on another line of this Zogby poll, they asked all the people they polled if anybody was a born-again Christian, and 23% said they were. So there you have your 26%, 23% born-again Christians and 3% Jews or various Zionists of some kind. The media then simply takes these little scraps that they create like this and elevate them into a major event.
I don't know if you want to get into the subject. Explain to me born again Christian.
Well, it's just the born again Christian term is a quick term that somewhere in the book of Matthew, Jesus talking to a Pharisee was trying to make a point to him and explain to him what he had to do. The Pharisee asked, what do I have to do to get into the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus, of course, knew the Pharisee wasn't about to get into the kingdom of heaven. He was asking hypothetical questions. And he said, you must be born again, to make a very decisive point, meaning you have to throw everything away and start over from scratch and rebuild yourself entirely, at which the Pharisee walked away. So this is a way of saying a commitment that the popular in evangelicalism that evangelicals, followers of the Hagees and the Robertsons, proof that they're qualified to follow, to be children of God, to enter in the kingdom of heaven, is that they've made a commitment, oral commitment, and stated that they have been born again. So it's sort of a statement thing that's very common in Baptist churches, evangelical churches. I've been through it myself, and they ask people these questions about a time and a moment of commitment, and it's a time and moment kind of a commitment, which they say is the one thing that will allow someone to enter in the kingdom of heaven. So the born-again idea has become a very popular pop question. And so much so that Zogby, who are not even Christians, I don't think, they're something else, maybe, whatever they are, they're not evangelicals, and they put it on their poll, are you born again? They ask, are you Baptist, or are you Catholic, are you Jewish, are you Muslim, are you Protestant? And then the last question at the very end is, after that question, is, are you born again? And it's now on the Zogby poll. Are you born again? Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
That shows how important this has become in measuring who is eligible under Hagee theory, Robertson theory, to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
We got a caller here, Charles,
old friend,
Alex Jones. How are you doing, Alex?
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Charles.
Hi, Alex Jones.
Hello, sir. I'd like to interview you sometime. I heard you last week, and I almost went and joined you and Robbie down in San Antonio because I'm so close, but I just couldn't get out to do it because I just released my film in game. But I thought I would tell you this. I sat through a lot of Sunday school, and I read the Bible, and I'm planning to be a preacher. But there is video of it. I checked it. It's on YouTube. It's his TV ad from a few weeks ago. It's his new big teaching. And Pastor Butch Paul last night even played it when I was on a show. Pastor Hagee is now saying Jesus was not the Messiah and not the Son of God. And he actually said that Jews are better than everybody else and better than Christians. He actually says Jesus is not the Savior. And then Pat Robertson came out and endorsed pro-abortion, Giuliani today, and pro-gay marriage. Now, my point is, I'm not debating any of those issues. The point is, these guys are political operatives, and Pat Robertson said today, he said, it doesn't matter if he's for gay marriage. This is in the Associated Press. He said, it doesn't matter if he's for abortion. Fighting the Islamo-fascist is what we must do. And so the new religion is, throw everything out, Jesus isn't God. Israel is now actually God. And it's just incredible that they're saying Israel is actually God. And if you haven't seen the video, it is, they actually say Israel is God.
Well, that's what they've been saying in effect all along. It's putting Israel as the fulfillment of biblical prophecy.
But I've never seen anything like this. I'm going to go off the phone and let you talk about it, Pastor. But I mean, I'm telling you, go out and find the video. It's out there. It's all over the place now. Hagee actually says Jesus was nothing but a rebel. That's what the Pharisees say about him. That guy is. I've never even covered this, and I've been attacked for it, but now it's too obvious. Sarkozy's known Mossad. We've got now the head of Homeland Security, known double citizen, the new Attorney General. Is Mossad. I mean, and now Hagee's saying Jesus is a rebel. I mean, we've entered like some type of vortices of just complete. I mean, I'm going to shut up and hear what you have to say.
Okay, well, here's the exact quotes that I think you're looking. These are on Hagee's website. He's selling a new book, In Defense of Israel, and on his website, marketing that book, he says these words: Jesus was not the Messiah. And then another statement that's made, Jesus refused to be the Messiah on earth to the Jewish people. And he does make, exactly as you said, I didn't see the exact statements that you reflect, but these that I'm saying, that Jesus was not the Messiah, and his reason for saying that was, if he was a Messiah, then he was rejected by the Jews, and of course the Jews then would have rejected Christ, and that would not be good for them. So he's patched up an idea here in this book called The Defense of Israel, where he's revoking Jesus' messiahship. Of course, Jesus said he was the Messiah, and all Christianity believes that Jesus was, whether anyone wants to be a Christian or not, it is the basics of Christianity that Jesus said Jesus was the Messiah to the Jewish race and to the entire world, not just to Jews, but to everyone. And that is Christianity. There's no other way you can define Christianity other than that. But that doesn't fit with Christian Zionism, so it's gone. Just as you say, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. Take a short break, wrap it up with Charles Hagee. If you want to know how to get hold of Charles Hagee, Straight Gate Ministries, have a pen and pencil handy. We'll give it to you when we return.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carson from Straight Gate Ministries. If you'd like to get hold of Charles or Straight Gate Ministries, you can write to P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267, or you can call him at 480-947-3329 or visit the website at WHTT.org. Great collection of books, audios, videos, and all that kind of good stuff. Don't have much time yet, Charles, but we got another caller. We got Rick in Florida. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, you know, Robbie, it's kind of odd that we got Alex Jones calling up about Jews all of a sudden after so long. We got AIPAC, we got Michael Chertoff, we got Mr. McCasey, we got the Jewish neocons, we got Jewish porn all over our country, we got the USS Liberty. We got Jewish kosher food all over our grocery stores, but somehow Alex Jones, he thinks it's the Bilderbergers and the whoever, God knows who, that when I hear his show, it's the most ridiculous garbage I've ever heard in my life. These are Jews, Robbie, and we need to face it.
You got to differentiate. You can't paint with a broad brush. It's like saying all Christians are followers of John Hagee, and you know we aren't. You got to Zionism and Zionists. It's not a religious entity. It's got nothing to do with religion. It's an ideology that these people have. They could care nothing for the Torah. They warmly embrace the Torah and everything Jewish because it fits their agenda. Cecil John Rhodes was an atheist, but in order to sell his vision of a new world order, he had to embrace Christianity. And he embraced Christianity. He wrapped himself in the cloak of Christianity in order to sell his vision. This is not unusual for institutions and different people to cloak themselves in religiosity in order to get their agenda passed. Charles?
And that's so clear in what we're seeing now. You have Christian Zionism, which probably now is influencing between 25 and 30% of all the American voters. So it's the most powerful one block that can be swung in the direction of war. And it unequivocally supports any war that they can be convinced is favorable not to Jews in America, but to the state of Israel and to world Zionism. And they will support any such war. And so now we have our political leaders leveraging this and attempting to bomb Iran and starting another war for the simple purpose of thinking they can somehow keep the economy afloat and the dollar afloat and their game going if they can simply get us into another war to spend more money, print more money down at the Fed, and keep it all going. And at the root of this are these deceived people who are walking in and out of these churches. Anyway, as far as Alex is concerned, we're delighted. We hope we influence him a little bit. Maybe we can bring him along. I wish he would have showed up at the church.
Yes, that would have been fun. Thank you,
Charles.
Rick had some strong opinions there. Not necessarily shared by the host, but pretty close. Till next Wednesday, Charles. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
And we will do this all over again tomorrow when we'll be back talking about financial Armageddon. No. Oh, it's going to be a bad one. Till then, see you. Bye.